Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Welcome back to Calgary. We apologize having some technical issues during our post-game segment in which we were playing those commercials, but we are back. Big win for John McCarthy's team. They hold on for a 4-1 final. They finally solved goaltender Dustin Wolf, his first loss against San Jose in 13 career games, and the Barracuda get off the schneid. They pick up their second win of the year. They are now 2-4-3. First win against the Wranglers since they moved up here to Calgary last year. The Wranglers, their first regulation loss of the young season. They are now 6-1-1. The Barracuda are 2-4-3, and they pick up some huge points on the road. Their first road win of the year, and they now stand at 7 points on the campaign. Let's recap this one. We'll go back to period number one. The Barracuda able to score and open things up during 4-on-4 play. A great feed from Henry Thrun to the stick of Cole Castles, and Castles able to bang it home. The puck down towards his skates. He did an excellent job of sliding it in on net despite it being in a tough spot. And I think the location, the way he was able to get it off, caught Wolf off guard. It beat him through the five hole. Time to go at 6:50. Castle second of the year, his first in his last six.
Flames, the Wranglers, and the WHL's hitmen. Castles through center for the Barracuda. Works over the line. Hands off for Thrun. Back to Castles. He scores! And Carrick's through the five hole of Dustin Wolf. Barracuda take a 1-0 lead. Time of the goal at the 6:50 mark. It'll be Cole Castles, second of the year.
Big goal for Cole Castles gives the Barracuda a 1-0 lead. Again, time of the goal at 6:50. In the second period, no goals were scored, but Adam Klapka would have this glorious chance, but Georgi Romanov, who was outstanding in the game, comes up large with this stop.
Brady Lyle with the puck, spots a man in Klapka, hands off Peterson, works into the middle of the ice, leaves for Lyle, shoots, save made, puck loose. Oh my, what a stop there by Romanov. Full extension as he stones Klapka point blank.
Great stop by Georgi Romanov. He was just getting started, ends up on the night making 34 saves en route to his second win of the year. The Barracuda take that 1-0 lead into period number three. In the third, they didn't wait long to extend their advantage. Daniil Gushin would receive a pass in the neutral zone down the right wing. He'd work on net, and he would snap one short side past Wolf for his fourth of the year.
Now Peterson back of the red line. Whips it near side for Gushin. Up and over the blue. Shoots! He scores! Daniil Gushin beats Dustin Wolf short side. And the Barracuda have a 2-0 lead on Gushin's fourth of the year.
Big goal for Daniil Gushin. It gave the Barracuda a bit of breathing room, and 58 seconds later, they would add even more insurance. This time, Tanner Kaspik is second of the year.
Oh, in between the circles, pulled in by Weisblatt, tripped to the ice. Koch gets to it, jams it up high to the point. Gcheck spins it back towards the net. Kaspik shoots, he scores! Tanner Kaspik upstairs! It's 3-0 Barracuda! Off the pipe and in, Kaspik has his second of the year.
Big goal for Tanner Kaspik. That gave the Barracuda even more breathing room. Finally, the Wranglers would score with their net empty. A goal by Mitch McLean, his second of the year at 18:04, but it was pretty much out of reach at that point. The Barracuda would tack on an empty netter in 19:36. Redeem Shimek, his second of the year. With the win, the Barracuda, their second victory of the year. They are 2-4-3. The Wranglers 6-1-1. Their five-game winning streak has snapped. Their first regulation loss of this year, and their first loss against San Jose over the last couple of years. And the Barracuda, they get outshot in the game 35-18. Didn't matter, though. They had timely offense and outstanding goaltending from Georgi Romanov. With the win, Romanov is now 2-0-2 on the year. Dustin Wolf is now 5-1 on the season. And the Barracuda finally beat the Gilroy native first time in 13 attempts. Let's go over our three stars. Tanner Kaspik is our number three star. He had a goal in the victory, a big one in that third period. Henry Thrun is our number two star. They still have Thrun listed as the goal scorer back in the first. That's going to be Cole Castle's goal. So we'll say Castle's is the number two star. We'll fix it for him. And the number one star, Georgi Romanov, outstanding, 34 stops. He has been solid all year long, and he continued that here this afternoon. He picks up the win. Barracuda return back home on Friday. They welcome in Charlotte. Meanwhile, Calgary hits the road there in San Diego on Friday. Puck drop on Friday night, scheduled for 7. You can listen to our pregame coverage at 6:30. You can watch on AHLTV.com and listen at sjbarracuda.com/listen. And, of course, listen to the Sharks plus SAP Center app. That'll do it for us here in Calgary. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in. Barracuda win a big one on the road, 4-1 the final. Until Friday, we'll say so long and good night from Alberta.